Lawyers of the World Representative Avi Singh tells VOA his organization has written to the United Nations, the European Union, and to Kenya's foreign ministry, expressing deep concern that more than 100 suspected pirates awaiting trial in Kenya are being denied basic human rights and the right to a fair trial.
Under Kenyan domestic law, there's no entitlement to legal aid for anybody who's not accused of a capital offense. So they have no opportunity to actually have a lawyer. They have no opportunity to review the evidence against him. At no point is there any independent adjudication of whether these people are actually pirates, have actually committed a crime or not. So basically you have ship catching to conviction.
In Kenya, convicted pirates can face life in prison. The East African nation became a venue for piracy trials after a surge in ship hijackings off the coast of Somalia stiffened international resolve to prosecute suspects caught at sea. Under agreements signed in the past year with the United States, Britain, the European Union, and most recently with Denmark, Kenyan courts are responsible for trying suspected pirates apprehended anywhere in the region by foreign navies. In return, Kenya is said to be receiving funding and support to reform its much-criticized judicial system. Earlier this year, UN human rights investigator Philip Alston published a scathing report on widespread judicial corruption in Kenya. The country's courts are also reportedly overwhelmed by a backlog of more than 80,000 cases. Singh says none of the funds given to the prosecution and the courts are making their way to Shimolatewa, a notoriously overcrowded prison in the Kenyan coastal city of Mombasa. He says many of the accused hijackers have been there for months without adequate medical care and access to such basic amenities as soap.
There's juveniles in there and they all have medical ailments. There actually is a 14-year-old kid with bullet wounds. There's actually somebody with bullets still in the body. They haven't had no contact with anybody in the family or any opportunity for contact with anybody in Somalia since their arrest.
Earlier this month, Singh and several of his colleagues convinced a court in Mombasa to postpone the trial of 11 alleged hijackers captured by a French warship and in Kenyan custody since April. Singh says he requested the two-month postponement so that the defense could mount a proper case. Lawyers of the World has asked the International Committee of the Red Cross to deliver food and medicine to piracy suspects and to monitor their treatment in jail. Horn of Africa analyst Roger Milton says he agrees that depending on Kenya to help solve the piracy problem in Somalia is less than ideal.
What it shows, the fact that we're having to use Kenya, is the problem of a proper legal entity to deal with inside Somalia. Now, if you pick up a pirate off Portugal, you hand them over to Portugal. If it's off Indonesia, you hand them over to Indonesia. And that's sort of the way it should work and the way it works most efficiently. But because Somalia is such a mess, you can't do that. And it does create all these problems.
The International Maritime Bureau says it recorded 130 piracy incidents off the coast of Somalia and the Gulf of Aden in the first half of this year, compared to just 24 last year. The attacks are continuing despite constant patrols by no fewer than 36 ships from multinational forces and independent flotillas from China, Russia, India, and others. On Thursday, the U.S. Navy said Somali pirates opened fire on a Navy helicopter as it was conducting a surveillance of a captured vessel in central Somalia. There were no reported casualties or damage. The Navy says pirates fired a large-caliber weapon at the helicopter as it flew over a Taiwanese flagged ship, the MV Windfar, used in the attack against the U.S.-flagged Maersk Alabama in April. The Windfar was captured earlier this year with more than 30 crew members. Alicia Rubio, News, Nairobi.